killer of a river. I can see how it could be a serious obstacle to Baum's troops.
Actually, this river was named by the Dutch. Kill means river.
Hmm. Good to know. Good thing they had engineers and bridge builders in their regiment.
Oh, they didn't build a bridge. They were in a hurry. No time to stop and build a bridge.
So how'd they get across?
We came to a traverse whose river emptied into the Hudson. For lack of a bridge, the corps had to walk up to their waists through the water, which was a most unpleasant and dangerous undertaking, for the current was so fast that one could hardly keep one's balance.
Can you picture it? Strong current and these guys having to hold their guns and powder over their heads to keep them dry?
Yeah, it proved quite an obstacle. Today, however, there's a dam on the east side of the Clark's Mill Bridge. The Hollingsworth and Vose Paper Company built boat launches so paddlers could get around it.
I might get a kayak. Looks like an adventure.
Oh, that'd be great!
Wouldn't it, though?
If you get a kayak from here to Hudson Crossing Park, out there on the Canal Lock 5 Island, you can see this whole thing from river level and get a sense of what it was like to travel with the British Army.
The land, the water and the land, the water. Geography predestines human history, doesn't it? It was not by accident that battles were lost and won along the interconnected waterways of the lakes to Locke's Passage. This was the superhighway for armies. For Burgoyne's army, and for armies in the French and Indian War a generation before. Control of the waterways was control of the colonies.